This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. It's the last day of the month, April Fool's Day Eve, and deadline day for the Affordable Care Act. A lot of people, a couple million, logged on this weekend and today trying to beat the midnight deadline to enroll. Not without a few problems along the way. I'm joined by Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Hey, David. Great to talk to you, too.
So I read this morning there was trouble with the website. This afternoon, there was more trouble with the website. I was on Twitter before I came in here. It sounds like there are a lot of people who have had trouble signing up for health insurance today.
Yeah, you know, and it's not just Twitter, David. I was in downtown Philadelphia today at the headquarters of Independence Blue Cross, and some phone calls aren't going through. You know, going on to healthcare.gov, you're getting some error messages. I spoke with company executive Paula Sunshine, and she said to me, functionality is spotty.
I don't think anybody is surprised by the amount of volume that we're seeing today and, you know, just the challenges that we're going to have. I think we were as prepared for it as we could be. I think the federal government has also anticipated that this might be the case.
So what she's saying there, David, when she said this might be the case is basically, while today is officially the last day of enrollment, it is not totally the last day. There's some Americans who are going to be able to enroll after this. But I think really the policy interest is what's driving this, which says the federal government believes that some technical glitch should not get in the way of somebody trying to sign up for insurance. So if you can make a good faith effort to try to get insurance, you should be entitled to do that. And so people will have till the middle of April. And if they are able to, in fact, enroll, then that coverage will start May 1st.
So as you mentioned, the focus there has been on how many people have signed up, how many people have been able to sign up, how many people haven't been able to sign up. And at this point here, as we face this deadline, I wonder, what do we know about that? What do we know about who's signed up and who hasn't?
What we know is that it's going to be north of 6 million people for sure, which is going to exceed sort of the most recent expectations. What we don't know is how many uninsured people are part of that. There's some estimates out there, but they're rough.
So once we hit this deadline, it seems to me the focus shifts to the fall, which is when enrollment starts up again. I just wonder sort of what you're looking at as a reporter. Where do we go from here?
Right. Yeah. You know, I think one of the things that everybody is sort of wondering about is what are the insurers going to do? The insurers basically, to set the rates in 2014, the insurers were sort of making a bet, anticipating we're going to have this many sick people, we're going to have this many healthy people. And based on that anticipation, based on that formula, they set the rates. And now we're going to see in the next couple of weeks how close that bet was. Were they on the money or were they off the money? And if they were really off, then that could mean we're going to see a real increase in the premiums that we pay. So that's one question. I think another question, though, that actually has not gotten a lot of attention has been, are consumers going to be happy with this product that they're buying? If consumers aren't happy here, David, at the end of the day, and they don't decide to re-up in 2015, that's going to be a real problem long term. That's one of the really important questions, I think, over the next couple of months.
Dan Gorenstein from Marketplace's health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, David.